A review of the state's DNA database last year found samples from several convicted felons were either missing or never collected. DOJ spokesman Kevin St. John says they've been working since then to gather those.
About a third of this problem, a little more than a third of this problem, has been taken care of. Those folks, by and large, those folks who are in custody, by and large, those folks on supervision, and even some folks that are no longer on supervision have submitted DNA.
However, St. John says collecting samples from felons who won't voluntarily give it up is proving difficult. DOJ wants a change in state law that would help to simplify the process.
One of the primary purposes of this bill is to take it to the next step, which is to provide the state with additional options to both compel the submission of DNA, but also to seek voluntary compliance.
Currently, DOJ has to launch criminal proceedings to collect a DNA sample from someone who is no longer in the state's custody.
Criminal proceedings obviously can be time-consuming. They have a high burden of proof. There are a number of things about the DNA proceedings which are not, or about criminal proceedings, which are not necessarily the best way to go about indirectly collecting these samples.
The bill's being considered by a legislative committee. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.